headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
New details in the Cairns chopper crash, gas in the NT set to quash climate targets, and the Mpox outbreak escalates in Africa. Good morning, this is Soph and Louie with your 9am Zlines. In local news, investigators continue to look into a mysterious helicopter crash in Cairns as the wreckage is recovered. The chopper's propellers were dislodged from the Cairns Hilton Hotel pool and Main Street after 400 guests were evacuated. Australian transport investigators are still working to piece together how the helicopter came to crash, as there was no authorised flight path and the chopper is believed to have been stolen.
Two houses have been turned into 16 brand new social housing units on the Sunshine Coast as part of the Miles Government's Home for Queenslanders initiative. The units are being occupied by tenants and were designed to cater for seniors with mobility needs and people with a disability. It follows several social housing developments along the coast, with another 100 plus homes greenlit to receive funding to fast track building.
In national news, a government-commissioned analysis has cast doubt on claims by both Northern Territory political parties, who have promised growth in the gas industry while still meeting 2050 emissions targets. The analysis found that the largest contributor to NT emissions growth in the next 25 years would be the gas industry. Currently, the Northern Territory accounts for roughly 3% of Australia's total emissions. Kirsty Howie, head of the Environment Centre NT, said that at the moment, net zero by 2050 is just a fantasy for the Northern Territory government.
In an effort to lower the frequency of floors in high-rise structures in Canberra, the ACT government will establish a publicly funded team to oversee building certification. According to Rebecca Vazzarotti, the ACT Minister for Sustainable Building and Construction, the new plan would offer comprehensive quality assurance all the way through the building process. The ACT government believes that the problems, which have been widely reported about throughout Canberra in recent years, cost more than $50 million annually.
In international news, the African CDC is set to declare a continental public health emergency over a growing Mpox outbreak, the head of the agency has warned. Cases of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, have increased by 160% in Africa compared to this time last year. 461 people have died from the virus this year. Mpox is a viral disease that causes painful rashes and flu-like symptoms and is spread through direct contact. It was previously declared a global emergency in 2022.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and rainy with some easterly winds. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.